Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 84 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Keneally Roberts.
Not only does it bring the community together, I'm supporting local businesses and local organizations.
Organizers are preparing for the festival in Moorhead this weekend.
Burn bans are in place around the region, and a local fire official is reminding residents about the need for year-round burn permits.
An electric co-op in the region hosted an open house to discuss recent changes.
A Democratic presidential candidate spoke in Louisville earlier this week.
A Kentucky university has evacuated one of its dorms because of mold issues.
In sports, Round County's girls soccer team is looking for their 9th win in a row tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 61. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
Organizers are preparing for the 9th annual Arts and Eats Festival in downtown Moorhead this weekend. All proceeds are going to Christian Social Services, Gateway Children's Advocacy Center, Downtown Moorhead, and the Round County Arts Center. Art Center Director Ash Gillum expects several thousand people to attend.
There's going to be arts and crafts, and then there's about 8 what I call direct sales, which is these are local businesses that sell things that are maybe made somewhere else, clothing boutiques and things like that. I think total we have 63 total vendors, and then of course 8 of them are the direct sales type.
The annual Arts and Eats Festival is set for Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can meet the MSPR News team at our SpamFest booth in front of Sawstone Brewery.
The Tax Increment Financing District Board in Moorhead held an informational meeting this afternoon with developers Luckett and Farley to continue discussion of a proposed downtown hotel. A major topic of the meetings was the proposal for a pedestrian skyway that would run between the hotel and the adjacent Moorhead Conference Center. Funding for the skyway was not originally included in the design plan, which means the developer currently doesn't plan to finance its construction. Moorhead Tourism Director Keith Capus expressed frustration that responsibility for the skyway could fall to the Tourism Commission if the structure were to be built.
I don't understand the logic of why an obviously public facility would not be, you know, locked in as infrastructure and covered in the whole thing. And we're talking $250,000, $300,000 or so, which we'd have to borrow, and, you know, that would reduce our, you know, our operating flexibility in terms of the debt service.
No action was taken on any agenda items at the meeting, as there was no quorum present.
With the fall fire season just around the corner, Moorhead's fire chief wants to remind residents the city does have its own ordinances on the matter. Dry conditions have resulted in some surrounding counties implementing burn bans. Chief Jeff Anderson says while there isn't a ban in place for Moorhead at the moment, if a city resident does want to burn anything, they're really supposed to get a permit.
The city of Moorhead has an ordinance that says anytime you burn in the city, you shall have a burn permit. Pursuit of 92.05 open burning and the materials are prohibited under the Moorhead Code ordinance. And so what you have to do is go to the fire station and get either chief or assistant chief will issue a burn permit after they see what materials you are burning.
Anderson adds burning should be limited to clean wood, with some exceptions being including brush and storm cleanup.
Addicts on the road to recovery in Rowan County are hoping to inspire others to seek help. Solid Ground Counseling works with individuals looking to get clean. Those succeeding with treatment paint words of encouragement on rocks, which they leave in random locations across the county. Recovery counselor Allison Duff tells WKYT the rocks will hopefully make a big difference.
I'm hoping that they find them, relocate them, keep it going, keep it moving, get the word out. Maybe some of these will reach other counties in race prevention there.
The group hopes the rocks will travel across the state and foster a culture of recovery.
Big Sandy Rural Electric Cooperative hosted an open house Wednesday to discuss the company's recent changes and plans for the future. Big Sandy RECC's leaders discussed the company's new communications efforts as part of its 2019 strategic plan of transparency. President and General Manager Bruce Aaron Davis tells WYMT the new strategy will create a platform to answer some of the hard questions in the best possible way.
We are looking into the future. We do have a plan. We know exactly what we're doing, and we want to provide that service.
The plan also includes safety measures, financial strengthening, solidifying operations, and workforce management.
The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet is seeking a redo on its rollout of the state's new Real ID driver's licenses. That's according to new reporting from WDRB-TV. WUKY's Josh James has more.
Documents first obtained by WDRB show state transportation officials want to scrap plans to phase in the new licenses by county and create new regional locations where drivers can obtain the IDs. The move comes after pilot programs in just two counties, Franklin and Woodford, drew poor reviews due to long wait times and staffing problems. The local circuit court clerk's offices say the larger number of documents needed for the IDs led to additional workloads and backups. But the switch could have officials scrambling even more to meet an October 2020 federal deadline to comply with the Real ID Act passed by Congress in the wake of 9/11. The goal is to make the licenses harder to fake. Under Kentucky's long-delayed plan, drivers can opt for standard licenses or voluntary travel IDs, which will be needed to board domestic flights. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop, a community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Democratic presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg made a quick swing through Louisville Tuesday night, speaking to a crowd at the Play Louisville Dance Bar. Nearly 1,200 people stood in line, some for as long as 3 hours, to catch the South Bend, Indiana mayor's brief campaign stop in Kentucky's largest city. WDRB reports some of the candidate's biggest applause lines were jabs at the current occupant of the White House.
If I'm your nominee, they're going to do the usual national security stuff. They're going to tell you we can't keep you safe. And I'm going to be honest, I'm looking forward to this one. Because I'm going to enjoy reminding folks that while he was preparing for season 7 of Celebrity Apprentice, that's when I was preparing for my deployment.
Buttigieg is the third 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful to stump in Louisville, following Bernie Sanders and Tim Ryan. President Donald Trump campaigned for Governor Matt Bevin in August.
An election law expert at the University of Kentucky says a lawsuit seeking to remove GOP Attorney General candidate Daniel Cameron from the November ballot is unlikely to hold up in court. UK law professor Josh Douglas is weighing in on the suit, which claims Cameron doesn't meet state constitutional requirements to run for the top law enforcement post because he hasn't practiced law for 8 years. Cameron was admitted to the bar in 2011, but clerked for a federal judge for 2 years. The lawsuit argues during that time, Cameron was not allowed to practice. But Douglas says that's a narrow interpretation of the phrasing in the law.
That language, practicing lawyer, means only representing clients, and yet I found no authorities that would support that kind of interpretation for this purpose.
The professor and author also says opponents of the suit are likely to point out the relatively late date of the filing.
Kentucky State Police have seized a computer from the office of Secretary of State Allison Grimes as part of their investigation into her use of voter data. The Lexington Herald-Leader reports a motion filed in Franklin County Circuit Court claims the computer is that of the person who maintained the voter registration system. It says Mark Metcalf, a Commonwealth's attorney appointed by Attorney General Andy Beshear to head a state investigation into Grimes' office, caused officers to seize the computer. The motion was filed as part of Grimes' legal challenge to a new law stripping some of her powers. Spokeswoman Lily Rushel says the incident was reported to the court as evidence that Bashir's office should not be dismissed from Grimes' lawsuit, as Bashir has requested.
A college in Kentucky has evacuated one of its dorms over mold issues. WMKY's Sarah Mead has the story.
About 70 Spalding University students were relocated from Morrison Hall this month due to mold. Some students are being moved to another campus residence hall, while others are being housed at the University of Louisville. Spalding University spokesperson Steve Jones says the mold levels detected in the dorm don't pose a health risk, but the college decided to close and clean the dorm as a precaution. Jones says affected students will get a prorated refund on their housing bills along with free laundry services upon their return. The dorm is expected to reopen by September 30th. For WMKY News, I'm Sarah Mead.
A Johnson County man is behind bars after a shooting over scrap metal. WYMT reports it happened Tuesday night on Route 302 in Van Leer. According to an arrest citation, 42-year-old Joseph Fannin was arguing with his brother over scrap metal when he reached for a gun. Police say the two men struggled and Fannin pulled the trigger twice. The victim was hit in the hand and the torso. Fannin's brother was flown to Pikeville Medical Center and was stabilized. Fannin was charged with first-degree assault and taken to the Big Sandy Regional Detention Center.
The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is currently investigating the theft of explosives in Morgan County. WMKY's Jonathan Burton has the story.
The Louisville Field Division of ATF is offering a $5,000 reward to anyone who can provide information on the theft of explosives at a Campton construction site. According to LEX18, ATF officials say the incident happened sometime between Friday and Monday, in which an explosive magazine was broken into. Any information should be reported to the ATF tip hotline, email, or website at atf.gov. For WMKY News, I'm Jonathan Burton.
An investigation is underway after a deadly crash that happened Wednesday morning. WYMT reports Kentucky State Police were notified of a single car crash on Johnson Fork Road near Salyersville just before 6 in the morning. Police say 18-year-old Lindsay Trusty was driving east on Kentucky Route 134 when she lost control of the car and overturned several times. The McGoffin County Coroner's Office pronounced Trusty dead at the scene.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight partly cloudy with a low around 61. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 85. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 58. Saturday, sunny with a high near 86. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 60. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 62. Monday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 82. And now taking a look at the current temperatures in the WMKY listening area, it's 89 degrees in Lexington, 88 degrees in Winchester, 86 degrees in Mount Sterling, 84 degrees in Ashland, 82 degrees in Grayson, 81 degrees in Inez, and 84 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
On our feature segment today, students of Morehead State University's biomedical science programs will have more opportunities to conduct research thanks to a newly completed renovation. WMKY's Joe Lewis has the story.
They feel like they're doing something real that's connected on a large scale to what, you know, people around the country at other institutions are doing. They're doing the same sort of thing. They're getting that same experience here at MSU. They can focus more on the research, and they don't have to literally take a cart down to the first floor and get water and bring it up to their floor. They can work more efficiently, and yes, they can spend more time on the actual science.
That's Kentucky Biomedical Research Infrastructure Network lead faculty, Dr. Janelle Hare. She is also a professor of biology at MSU. Cabrin receives grants from the National Institute of Health. Hare saw the opportunity to use some of the grant monies for renovation purposes and says it was too good to pass up.
And I talked with our department chair and my colleagues. We decided that this project, renovating the old teaching laboratory into new research laboratories, was really good. So I developed the grant, and Cabrin included that as part of their grant to the National Institutes of Health, and it all got funded together.
The $250,000 renovation grant focused on Lappin Hall's fourth floor teaching lab, a building that was constructed half a century ago.
They're outfitted with ADA compliant bench heights, workspaces, new cabinetry, new flooring, ceiling, eyewash stations, dishwasher, freezer, the works. And we're really happy we are also able to completely replace the old water system flowing through the entire building to supply purified water to all the labs.
Currently, there are two biology faculty members conducting research in the new labs.
Dr. Gibbs works on spinal cord regeneration. They use frogs that can regenerate their central nervous system as a tadpole, and they want to understand how that can happen and what happens when the tadpole matures, because they can't do that process anymore. Our new biology faculty member, Dr. Melissa Mefford, studies the ends of chromosomes called telomeres and how they're controlled and protected during cells division.
Hare says it is up to the university to make sure those researchers have good facilities,
so they can keep up with what's current in actual science and be able to give real good authentic science opportunities to do research to our students. I mean, both of these researchers work with multiple students. It gives the students a chance to see what it's like to be a scientist and perform authentic biomedical research under their mentorship.
She says the project was surprisingly fast.
Terry White at MSU kind of spearheaded all of the logistics. Dr. Gibbs and I worked with him, and it took essentially from mid-May to mid-August of this year. They worked so hard to make everything happen smoothly.
For more information about biomedical degrees at MSU, email bioc@moreheadstate.edu. For WMKY News, I'm Joe Lewis.
It's 447 and 83 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Keneally Roberts and Cody Robinson, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. We are so glad that you've joined us on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Lori Likens has a look at sports right after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made-from-scratch cakes, pies and cookies, scones, braids and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
The Rowan girls soccer team looks for 9 in a row on the road tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Lori Likens. The Viking girls are hoping to keep the winning momentum going tonight as they travel to Johnson Central. The Golden Eagles are 9-2 on their season, holding on to the number 2 spot in the 15 region. Rowan head coach Alan Evans says he expects to see a highly physical team.
A lot of the girls play club there, and they go to summer camps and learn how to play the game, and they've progressed nicely here in the last 5 years and actually beat us last year. So hopefully we'll return to favor this year. It's a very tough place to play. It's a short, narrow field on a turf, a little bit faster. It's even faster than our turf, and so we'll have to make some adjustments.
Game time tonight in Paintsville is set for 7 p.m. In other 16th Region girls soccer action tonight, Ashland Blazer travels to Boyd County, East Carter heads to Russell, and Morgan County faces off with Powell. We'll have scores from all of tonight's 16th Region sports action tomorrow on Morning Edition. The Rowan County boys soccer team welcomes Mason County tonight. The Vikings are hoping to shake off 2 losses in a row, which dropped the team to 3rd in the 16th region, according to KHSAA standings. Head coach Max Hammond says his team spent the beginning of the week trying to reset.
We just tried to take a little bit of time off there over the weekend and, you know, try to hit it hard Monday and Tuesday and, you know, hit in the weight room and get on the field and work on a few things that we needed to work on and just prepare for the week. You know, we've got Mason County's doing better here as of late, and you know, we're down several starters, the injuries and stuff, so it'll be a tough game for us.
Game time tonight is set for 7:30 p.m. In other boys' soccer action tonight in the 16th region, Boyd welcomes Ashland Blazer, Morgan travels to Powell, Russell hosts East Carter, Fleming County hosts Scott. The Rowan volleyball team hosts Morgan County tonight. The Vikings are currently ranked as third in the 16th region by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, but have the highest RPI of all 17 schools. Head coach Steve Walters says his team will be focusing on improving after Tuesday's loss at West Carter.
We've had some struggles in our receiving and passing area, and we've kind of struggled in some of our serving. Really, our focus is just to correct those mistakes instead of focusing on a particular opponent.
Game time tonight in Moorhead is set for 6 p.m. Taking a look at some other matches tonight in the 16th region, Bath hosts Menifee, Boyd travels to Holy Family, Rose Hill Christian faces off with Lawrence County, Fleming travels to West Carter, Raceland faces Russell, and East Carter travels to Huntington, West Virginia. For the 13th time in program history, Moorhead State Volleyball is set to host the Comfort Invitational. The longest-running volleyball tournament in program history is set to run through Saturday at Johnson Arena. The event features six matches pitting the Eagles against regional rival Marshall, Coppin State, and Southeastern Louisiana. Moorhead State enters the weekend after going 1-2 at the Kansas Volleyball Invitational. Head coach Jamie Gordon says his team will focus on their own game during tonight's matchup with Marshall.
You know, we're trying to tighten up a little bit of our offensive system. We've got two very talented setters that allow us to do different things based on who's in. And so we're working on, how do we utilize those strengths most effectively, and then start implementing a couple of different wrinkles into the playbook.
Moorhead State opens the Comfort Invitational with a 6 p.m. first serve against Marshall tonight. They'll meet Coppin State tomorrow at 6 and Southeastern Louisiana at 2 p.m. on Sunday. Moorhead State University alumni Clay Dixon has been appointed to lead the Eagles' cross-country and track and field programs for the 2019-20 season. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has the story.
Dixon takes over after former head coach Stephen Pacucci resigned to accept a head coaching position in Missouri. Dixon joins the MSU coaching staff, where he has served for 2 years after being a member of the cross-country and track teams from 2012 through 2017. He was part of the men's 4x800-meter relay school record squad his freshman year, as well as competing at the Ohio Valley Conference Championship in track and field 3 times. Dixon graduated with his bachelor's degree in exercise science from MSU in 2016 and finished his Master of Arts in Wellness Promotion at Moorhead State in December of 2017. Also on the coaching staff for 2019-20 includes returning head coach Rain Wireman, as well as assistant coach Harry Adams. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
Kentucky fell to SEC East rivals Florida on Saturday in heartbreaking fashion. The Gators converted on a couple drives in the fourth quarter to down the Cats. In one of those drives, a video shows Florida's two-point conversion after Kyle Trask's touchdown that put the Gators up 22-21. The video blew up on social media with a number of people calling out Cash Daniels for trying to hurt Florida quarterback Kyle Trask. Daniels tells WKYT he isn't out to hurt anyone on the field.
I've kept my mouth shut about it. I've been biting my tongue about it as long as I can because that's something that I actually hold close to me. I'm a victim of a dirty play. If you don't believe me, I got a plate and 7 screws in my right ankle to prove that. I got a scar running halfway down my leg.
The Wildcats return to action this Saturday when they hit the road against Mississippi State. Starting Bulldog quarterback Tommy Stevens is day-to-day going into the matchup after leaving back-to-back games with an upper body injury. Keaton Thompson, who Stevens beat in the preseason competition, also suffered from an upper body injury. Regardless, the Wildcats head into Saturday's game ready for either quarterback. The Cats and Dogs kick off at 4 p.m. on the SEC Network. And that's going to do it for sports this afternoon. For WMKY, I'm Lori Likens.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Volleyball hosts the Comfort Invitational this weekend, hosting Marshall tonight at 6 p.m., Coppin State tomorrow night at 6 p.m., and Southeastern Louisiana at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The Dow Industrials was strong early with a gain of over 100 points, but gave up all the gains and then some, with the blue chip average finishing down 53.65 at 27,093.43. The S&P 500 was down 0.15 at 3,006.58, and the NASDAQ Composite managed a 5.5-point gain, finishing at 8,182.88. United Health and Microsoft were your best-performing Dow stocks, while Boeing and Disney were the two biggest losers. And the S&P 500 stayed around the flat line and close to an all-time high thanks to gains in healthcare and material stocks, which balanced out weakness in industrials and energy. Equities trimmed their earlier gains after a state-backed Chinese media report said that known China hawk and Trump advisor Michael Pillsbury warned the U.S. is ready to escalate the trade war if a deal isn't struck soon, and stocks continue to lose ground after a tabloid editor at the official newspaper of the Communist Party of China tweeted that China was in no rush to make a trade deal with the U.S. And, of course, negotiators are in Washington, and there is cautious optimism on Wall Street amid this new round of talks, or I should say amid the new round of face-to-face talks between Chinese and American officials. And, of course, that began today. These negotiations will last 2 days and are aimed at preparing for high-level talks in early October that will determine whether Washington and Beijing can make progress toward a deal or resume the imposition of higher tariffs. Software giant Microsoft climbed over 1.5% in today's trading to an all-time high after announcing yesterday that it authorized another $40 billion for share buybacks and will raise its quarterly dividend by 5 cents to 51 cents per share. The company is worth now more than $1 trillion and is currently the most valuable company, or I should say public company, in the United States. And of course, yesterday, stocks were little changed after the Fed approved a rate cut of 0.25 point, but offered little information for investors who were hoping for hints that the central bank would lower borrowing costs toward the end of this year. Officials continued to describe the U.S. labor market as strong and characterized GDP growth as moderate. In the commodities markets, oil was up 0.5% at $58.39 a barrel. Gold was down 0.7% at $1,505.60 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks had a pretty good day with the Stock 600 index up 0.6%. Asia was mixed with the Nikkei up 0.3% and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong down 1%. Turning out of stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank up 44 cents at 43.21, Kroger up 60 cents at 25.82, CSX down 36 cents at 70.79, Marathon Petroleum up 14 cents at 53.90, and Anthem was up 3.75, finishing at 255.54. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's Pizza in the Patrick Center, Moorhead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include the meats, the works, Tuscan 6 cheese, and many more. Side items include garlic parmesan breadsticks, cheese sticks, chicken wings, and poppers. Desserts include chocolate chip cookie and double chocolate chip brownie. For pickup and delivery in Moorhead and Round County, Papa John's can be reached at 784-3551 and online at papajohns.com.
Taking another look at your region's weather, tonight partly cloudy with a low around 61. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 85. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 58. Saturday, sunny with a high near 86. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 60. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 62.
Taking a look at your region's temperatures, it's 89 degrees in Lexington, 88 in Winchester, 86 in Mount Sterling. And it's 83 degrees here in Moorhead. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Zoe Hall, Jonathan Burton, Lori Likens, Sarah Mead, Chanasty Davis, Chaz Jenkins, Michael Green, Shamari Mosley, and Cody Robinson. WUKY's Josh James, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Joe Lewis. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Keneally Roberts and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.